Okay. Looks like it's working. Okay. Good evening. This Shabbos, I'm going to read Parshas Vayetze. And we know the Torah tells us that Yaakov gets married to Leah initially. And they have a whole wedding ceremony. The Torah describes a little bit about what the wedding was like. And as we know, the wedding came to a rather unexpected conclusion as far as Yaakov is concerned. He was praying to marry Rachel, hoping to marry Rachel, and ends up marrying Leah instead. So the next morning, when he realizes that he was tricked by Laban, he asks, what kind of business is this? I worked all these years, especially to marry Rachel. Now you gave me Leah, what's going on? So Laban had an excuse. He said, that's not what we do here. We don't let the younger sister get married before the older sister. Oh, Mazel Tov, Mazel Tov. Baruch Hashem. He's a regular at Thursday night shifts. He brought some real stuff.
Yeah.
Can't do it every Thursday night. Yeah. So excuse that, it's Mazel Tov. Anyway, so Rachel asks, Yaakov says to Rachel, what kind of business, says to Lavan, what kind of business did he give me the right wife? So on. He comes up with a teret. And then he says, look, you want to marry Rachel? The Pasuk says in Parak Chav Tes, the gracious Pasuk Chav Zayim. So, Malay Shrua Zot, finish out this week. The Nitol Achot Gamer Zot, and we'll give you the other daughter as well. Bavod Asher Tavod Yimodi, Oh, Shavas and Rachel, on the condition you'll now work for me for another 7 years. That's the phrase, Malay Shrua Zot, finish out this week. What does that mean exactly? So Rashi comments on Pasuk Chav Zayim, Malay Shrua Zot, the word Shavua. What does it mean? Shavua is double cool. It's not pronounced Shavua as an independent noun, Shavua week, but Shavua, the week of what? The week of Zos, of this woman. Malay Shavua Zos, finish out the week of this, Russian feminine, Russian Akeva. Finish out the week of it. It's an attached word. In other words, it's not the word Shavua by itself, a week, but Shavua of something. Shavua of Zos, double cool. Shavuaku Bechata, right? That's a Shavua. Shavua Shel Zos, the week of this one. Namely, the week of Leah. It says, Rashi, Vehein Shivas Yemei HaMishta. These are the 7 days of celebration, 7 days of partying. As the Gemara says, he quotes the Gemara, Yerushalmi, the Moed Katan. Okay? And explains it's a grammatical point, otherwise it would have said Shavua. Fine. So this is a reference, says Rashi, to Malei Shavuot, to the concept of Shivas Yemei HaMishta, that after one gets married, there's a week of Shavuot. So basically what he says is, finish out this week, celebrate the Shavuot week, the seven days of celebration to this one, to this girl, for Leah, and then we'll let you marry Rachel. You work for me for another 7 years. That's what it means. So we have a reference in this passage to the concept of celebrating for 7 days after getting married. So there's a Mishnah in Maseches Moed Katan. Maseches Moed Katan, as the name suggests, deals with the dinim of Chol HaMoed. There's a lot of dinim. A lot of it deals with the beginning and the beginning of the laws of Chol HaMoed. So in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, the Mishnah tells us a rule. Ain nosim noshim b'moed. You don't have a wedding on Chol HaMoed. Even though, yeah, you answer for sure, but on Chol HaMoed, there are no weddings on Chol HaMoed. Pesach, Chol HaMoed, Sukkot, we don't have a wedding. Ain nosim noshim b'moed. You don't get married on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara, Yerushalmi, on that Mishnah, in Moed Katan Perek Aleph, Halachas Zayin, Yerushalmi wonders why that is. Why should you not be allowed to get married on Chol HaMoed? Why don't you have weddings on Chol HaMoed? So the Mishnah says, Gemara says, "Ila b'leizu b'shem of Chananya." Hashem she'ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha. You don't mix up the simcha. Yontif is a chiva simcha because it's yontif. The wedding, the 7 days of celebration, a chiva simcha because of the wedding. We don't intermingle two different simchas. One simcha at a time. For Hashem, we have a lot of simchas. We want to celebrate one simcha at a time. This is the Avodah Aleph in the Vilna edition of Yerushalmi. So that's what he says, she'ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha. And the Gemara goes on. Well, let's see the Karbon Eder. The Karbon Eder says, she'ein ma'arim simcha b'simcha. You have to celebrate because it's Yontif. It's a mix of Simcha, Simcha Yontif. So when you celebrate Yontif, you have to Simcha Yontif, not a Simcha the wedding. Okay? Then the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, Rabbi Law, another one of the rabbis, okay? Rabbi Law, Shama Lemon Hador, he learns it out from here. Pasuk in Melachim Aleph, Ki Chanukah Samizdeach Asu Shivas Hayom and Achag Shivas Yom. When they built the second base, the first base on Mikdash, they took Shlomo HaMelech. So that was completed in the month of Tishrei, and they celebrated the dedication ceremony of the first base on Mikdash. They celebrated for 7 days, and then went right into Sukkot. You had 7 days to celebrate. What happened to Yom Kippur that year is another problem. But 7 days of celebrating the Binyan base on Mikdash, and then 7 days of Sukkot. Okay, that's how we see Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha, even something so significant. They're celebrating the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. You don't do that on Yom Tov, 7 days before, and then 7 days. Then the Gemara goes on. Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Shama Lamein Ha'adah. Rabbi Yaakov learned the Suf from here. Our Pasuk. Malay Shavu Azos. Here, when the Lavan tells the Yaakov, finish out this week with this woman, with Leah. Have the Simcha with Leah. Okay? And as the Tremosh, as the Kovenet explains, he says, he learns the rule that Eim Arvin Simcha why didn't they wait until celebrate the Beis Hamikdash? Everybody's coming for Sukkot anyway. Let's make a big celebration. It'll be an expanded Sukkot test. They'll be celebrating the big Beis Hamikdash. Ella Mishum Deim Arvin, they all mix them together. And the other Amora learns it from our pasuk Malishua Zos. Below also Ishnayim B'Shavua Achas. Let him marry Rachel. Let him marry Leah. We'll save on the catering bill. We'll save on the Sherebrachus week, right? Perhaps Sherebrachus are both priced together. No, that's Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. That's where Rashi got this idea from. So we have a reference, at least some sort of reference in our psukim over here to the concept of having 7 days of celebration after a wedding. We call that the week of Sherebrachus. We'll talk about the Sherebrachus. That's the topic tonight. But I just want to establish the fact that we already have a remez in psukim way back in the Chumash. From Lavan and Yaakov, Yaakov marrying Rachel, Leah, and then marrying Rachel, this is a kind of celebrating the 7 days, having a special week that we call Shivat Yimei HaMishnah. Now, the truth of the matter is just to look at a couple of psukim that illustrate the point. There's the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Zion, Pasuk Tes. Divrei Hayomim Beis, Perek Zion, Pasuk Tes. That's actually the pasuk which the Gemara quoted. The Gemara did that Gemara quoted the pasuk from Divrei Hayomim. It says, "Vayasu b'yom hashmi ataras ki Chanukas habayis also shivas yomim ve'chag shivas yomim." Is that pasuk which Yerushalmi quoted about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash wasn't in Baruch Amal Parakesh, but rather in Divrei Hayomim Beis Perek Zion pasuk Tes. However, there is a pasuk in Baruch Amal as well. It's actually read as a haftorah sukkah. Says over there, I'll find the pasuk in a moment. Malachim Aleph, Perek Ches, pasuk Samech Ches. And there, the Torah says, I'm sorry, not the Navi says, to a lot of details about.
Got married a week later.
Looks like he got married a week later again. Yeah, yeah. And then he had to work for another 7 years. Yeah, but they don't want to mix the two together. That's what we learn now. Pasuk says, Vayash Shlomo Vayisahi as a chag. As I said, this is after action Shmi Atzeret. Vayash Shlomo is a Perek Ches of Malachim Aleph pasuk Samech Ches. Seven days, and then 7 days. And then, so there we have this idea that we have 7 days of celebration. That's learned out from the Mikdash and from our Pasuk Yaakov. That 7 days of celebration with Leah, and then he can marry Rachel as well. The Bavli and the Sefer Markan. I have to something else to see inside the Bavli. You know, what I read before was Yishalim. But the Bavli in Moikotin, Daf Testament Aleph, Bavli Moikotin, Daf Testament Aleph, also discussed this business of Eim Arvin Simchus Simchus, and they quote the Pasuk Malachim Aleph, with the Eim Arvin Simchus 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 Aleph, and the Chiv, Vaya Shom, Vaya Tahi, and Sachag, V'choy Sama, Kaz, The Marvin Simcha, would it have been permissible? Should it have been permissible to mix one Simcha with another? Okay, they should have waited to do them all together. That's exactly like Yishalmi says, but the Bavli never actually quotes our psukim from here, and our sedur Yishalmi does. But in any event, as Rashi says, well, Ovid Zayin, Yomi Simcha Lahachol, Lahachol, Chanukah Sabai, Zula Regal. Should it combine or we don't combine? Okay. Getting back to the psukim in our sedges, so it's interesting. Again, it's Bereishis Parak Chof Tes Pasuk Chof Zayin, where it says Malei Shavuot Zos. Ibn Ezra, usually, you know, is telling you the chat, says Zayin Yimei HaMishnah. This is a pasuk that tells us about the 7 days of celebration. Okay, Vizos Aleya. This is referring to the 7 days of celebration with Leah. So Rashi says it. The Ibn Ezra says it. Gemara in Yerushalmi. Ramban here in Parshas Vayetzeh, the same pasuk, Parak Chof Tes Pasuk Chof Zayin, is a little bit bothered. He says, Rashi, Rabbeinu Avraham, that means Ibn Ezra says it. Manilo Yadati, I'm not sure about this. He says, Ki Yeshivas Yimei HaMishne, Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. The concept of having 7 days of celebration after the wedding, what we call the week of Sheva Brachos, that's a takon of Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael. It's a later takon. It's not a, not from the first of all, it's all together, but it's a takon of Moshe Rabbeinu. We're learning out here from Bavon and Yaakov and Leah, Bavon. It's a takon of Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael. He says, well, I know, maybe we can say, Shenogu Bohem Mitchila Nichtadeh Ha'umos. Maybe this was the practice of honorable, upper-class people, okay, noble people, in Avelos, in fact, we find Avelos. The Chsiyah Vayas, the other Avelos, she was young. At the end of the Chumash Bereshit, when Yaakov and the Dais, it says they made the Avelos 7 days. But there was no Torah yet, no Shiva. Apparently, there was says, the Yaakov and the Dais, an old time practice that they celebrated for 7 days after the wedding. The Mashalom, the Mikan, now the Rishalmi, the Gam came Bereshit, Rabbi Shem, and the Simcha, Smach Ba'almo. That which we learn out, when we saw the Rishalmi, it's also in the Medrash. We have Marvin Tilcha B'Simcha, and Marvin Tilcha. So that's Smach the Torah. Mimin Hage HaKadonim Kodem HaTorah. It was an old-time practice from before the Torah was given. Okay, and but I love the Gemara Shalom, Lom Dumikon. Now, Ron notes correctly, I just showed you, the Gemara Mord Cotton in the Bavli, and that says, does not quote, quotes the Psukim from Binyan Beis Hanikdash, that's after Matan Torah. Then you can learn any Marvin Tilcha B'Simcha. Here, it's before Matan Torah, and so on, so that's what Ron says. Okay, anyway, so this is the origin of this particular concept. Now, it's interesting, if we take a look in the Rambam, Rambam actually writes, like the Ramban said over here in his commentary on the Chumash in Ar Sedra, the Rambam in Perek Aleph, the Hilchos Avel, Halacha Aleph, right? He says, Moshe Rabbeinu Tikin Lehem Yisrael, Shivas Yimei Avelus, Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Moshe instituted the concept of Shivas Yimei Avelus, Shiva Rachman Lassan, somebody dies, the week of Shiva, Avelus, and Shivas Yimei Mishnah, celebrating after the wedding. So it's Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, there's literature, which is not for our topic tonight. When we say that Moshe was Masechet, does that have the power of a Doraisa? Is it only the power of Tachon? Okay. So that's the Rambam writes part. Aleph, it was Aleph, Aleph, Aleph. And that's exactly what Ramban says. Ramban says, it was, how can you tell me we learned it out from Yaakov Avinu when it says that Moshe Rabbeinu taught it to us? So it's a little bit interesting. And then Ramban, actually, Rambam, rather, as we can imagine, did not make this up either. It's actually a Yerushalmi somewhere else. It's actually a Yerushalmi in Ksubas. Yishalmi in Maseches Ksubas, it's been Perak Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Al-Bezim, Bezim, Bavli edition. Yishalmi says, Moshe Hiskin Shivis in Amishtim Mishis in Aodo. That's in the first Yishalmi that says there was a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. Over there, the Korban Eid, right? Moshe Hiskin Klomar Midoraisa. That's what he says, Korban Eid, Doraisa. Islam Shivis in Amishtim Mishis in Aodo. Did the Yaakov, Bala Yishuazos, he quotes our apostle. They're interested in the Korban Eid, Yerushalmi says Moshe Rabbeinu is Misakim, and he says Moshe Rabbeinu is Misakim has a status of the right. He says we learn from Yaakov. That's funny, funny wonder. Okay, so that's why the Ramban may be right. It was instituted by Moshe based on already existing practice that goes back to the days of Yaakov. And the Ramban suggests not only Yaakov but other honorable nobles, you know, remember the upper class or you know the aristocracy or whatever. Okay, that's how they call it. This is Moshe says Moshe Hiskin. Since Klomar the Eishon Remes min Akos of the Torah, the three Malay Shuls, our post is just not slapped at the Remes, okay? The Chaim Be'evil, Be'as Le'ovid, Evil Shivet Yadim. So, anyway, but that's where the Rambam undoubtedly got it from, okay? It's also interesting in the Pirkei de Eliezer, interesting Pirkei de Eliezer, he has Perek Tezayin towards the end. Pirkei de Eliezer says, actually, before I get to that, the Pirkei de Eliezer says, just a moment. First, towards the beginning, the Turkish Rosh says, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Minayin Anu Lemedim Shivas Yimei Mishnah. Where do we get this concept of having 7 days of celebration after the wedding? Yaakov Avinu, Mishanosos Leo, Aksal Shivas Yimei Mishnah, Shinemar, Malei Shuazos, and so on. So you learn this from here. On the side of the page in the regular edition of the Turkish Rosh, you have the bear of Adal of David Luria. So David Luria writes in Os Nun, he writes, in Zion, he writes, Minayim Yaakov Avinu, Zelosh Ramban, Beferet HaTorah Shom, he quotes the Ramban that we just read. And he says, Umay Depshita Lele Ramban, the Zion Mishnah of Takanas Moshe, that which the Ramban thought was so obvious that the week of Sherbrah was instituted by Moshe Rabbeinu, whom in Yerushalmi, Parakam and Exubis, that's the Yerushalmi Exubis that we saw, Moshe is Zion Mishnah of Zion Avinu. The Kosovar Ramban Velus, Rashi was Avinu, he's the Ramban we also just saw it. Okay? Aval b'hilchus ishus, then he points out something interesting. If you look in hilchus ishus, the Ram has a little bit of a different lashon. Okay, we'll see in a second. The Ram hilchus ishus, point about reading now since he's pointing it out. The Ram hilchus ishus, perik yud, halacha yud bei hilchus ishus, the laws of marriage related matters. So there, the Ram has a little bit of a different lashon. There, the Ram writes, v'chein tiknu chachomim shekol hanosim suli yasameach ima shivas yama. Calls it Takanas Chachamim. Doesn't call it Takanas Moshe. Interesting. Okay, Tiknu Chachamim. So that's what the Radal is a little bit bothered by. You know, in Hilchos Avel, he says Moshe is in which language of Yerushalayim Mitzvahs, and here in what do you call it in Hilchos Ishus, he says Tiknu Chachamim. So that was a little bothered by it. He says Avel Hilchos Ishus Perikilah the last cost was down below Shon Takanas Chachamim. Okay. So anyway, then he mentioned the Talmud Beilu Yo Rabbo, which I didn't bring, was in Parak Chavdor. Mashu Shagam is Mashibut Mitzrayim. Oh, you saw no Shivas HaMishle. Even the Jews were in Egypt got married, they would keep Shivas HaMishle. So I hope you understand exactly the nature of the Takana, that the din is what the din is. Now, just for a point of reference, the term Shivas HaMishle, even that term, is in the Tanakh as well. You know where? In Tsefer Shoftim, not Parsha Shoftim, the Tsefer Shoftim by Shimshon, where Shimshon marries Delilah, right? And so he has, remember those who study, remember they have the riddles and so on. That he asked him. So in Shoftim, Perik Yudalad, Pasuk Yudbeis, Perik Yudalad, Pasuk Yudbeis, by the wedding of Shimshon, it says, "V'arava lahem Shimshon, achuda no lachem chida." Let me riddle you a riddle, he says. And imagei tagila also li shivis yimeh hamishter mitzotem, and asati lachem shloshim sedim shloshim chalibus daughter. I'll give you this and this if you solve the riddle. When? Shivas HaMishneh. So the term Shivas HaMishneh is actually a biblical term. And it's interesting. So he's talking about the wedding of Shimshon. But anyway, that's just, an interesting side point. Now, later in that same chapter in Pirkei Avos, Perek Tezayin, it says the following. We've heard this expression before. Tachosun Domel HaMelech. It's in the past. Tachosun Domel HaMelech. It's a very popular Sheva Baruch Hu Drasha by the Chosun. Tachosun Domel HaMelech. My wife, Tanya, I spoke about that every night of the Sheva Baruch Hu. I don't think it's true. But that's what she says. But it's, anyway, so it says there, Chosn Domel HaMelech. In what way? Mahamelech ene yotze l'shuk levado, just like a melech doesn't go out the street by himself, ken a chosn ene yotze l'shuk levado. Mahamelech lo v'shpik dekover, he's supposed to dress in a certain way, kach a chosn lo v'shpik dekover, kol shivis man mishteh. Again, the same term, shivis man mishteh. Mahamelech kol mekalsen also, kach a chosn mekalsen also, kol shivis man mishteh. Mahamelech panav me'iros kor hachama, kach a chosn panav me'iros kor hachama, shar hu kachosn. Etc. So you have a few different things mentioned here. The Radal, again, I've done the movie here, right? The Nuskal of Shemel Chashiv Radal Adorim, called the Yalkut Shimon there in Shoftim, as a fifth thing that they have Mishnah B'Simcha. Okay, different things that are parallel between a king and a Chosim. And he says the Remez for it. And then he says, he quotes that there's something else also practically. That Gam came in the Sheena Osem Malacha. The chosin, because we talked about the Shivas HaMishneh. What do you do during the Shivas HaMishneh? What don't you do? So the halacha is you don't do malacha. The chosin doesn't go to work during the week on a kollel. Don't go to work the week of the Shavuot. So ena osa malacha. Okay? Are there any questions whether that's correct girsa or not a correct girsa? But he says there is a tosefta in ksubas that implies that, which we'll see in a second. Okay? And he says you learn from two different things. You learn from two different sources. There's malacha. Perhaps he says when it says in the Pirkei Avos, he doesn't go out by himself to the shuk. Doesn't just mean walking the street. It means go to work. Shuk is the marketplace. And you go to the shuk. Doesn't go to the marketplace. That's in the host nun ches also. That's because you don't go out by yourself. He says perhaps also it's the sheino covered lotes and so on and so forth. It may also imply that he doesn't go to work. Okay, that's the Radal there. The halacha is there is a tosefta. There is a tosefta in Maseches Ksubis. Perak Aleph, halacha Aleph. For the implication of the tosefta is that a chosin doesn't go to work. There it mentions, in the beginning of Shubas talks about what day was proper to go to work. I don't know what day was proper to just to get married. You know, Shula this day is for MRV. Shula got married on Thursday night. Almona got married on Wednesday night. And Almona got married on Thursday night. Different reasons for each one. So the Tosefta in Shubas, Perak Aleph, Aleph Aleph. He writes that, you know, for Almona, the assumption is that it's perhaps in some way, sometimes a whole good person and so on, that they're not missing work. So it says they'll get married on Thursday. Hiskinush Yunosa also the Chamishi, but Shlosha Yamim. So 3 days off from work. Chamishi, Thursday, her Shabbos, and Shabbos. Okay? So that, the implication is, and when it's for Psula, people get, or someone getting married for the first time, either man or the woman, then it's all 7 days. The implication is you don't go to work. That's the remez in the Tosef. The Rambam, in that same source, in Hilchos Ishus that we started to quote before, Tarek Yud Aluch Yud Beis, where he begins by saying, "Mechein tikkel chacham shekol os psula, yesamechim ashev yisomim," he goes right there and says, "Eino osik b'malachto." He doesn't go to work. The lo no sleep and no sin b'shuk. He doesn't do business in the shuk. Ela ochel b'shos to the sameah. He eats and he drinks and is merry. Okay, he's happy. Bein shal bochur, bein shal almon, whether he's married for the first time or he's a widower. Bein hoysel b'ula, and if she was widow, ain't pochus b'shosh, it was 3 days. Shetach ha'chach ha'chach and so on and so forth. So the idea of being sameach is what this week of the Shiras Yimei HaMishnah is all about. The Magid Mishnah, there in that Rambam, writes about Eina Osig Mocha, the first Tosefta, it comes from the source that we said, that's, you don't go to work. And that's also brought Lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. It's also brought Lahalacha in the Shulchan Aruch. Evan Ha'ezer, from the Tamak Dalad, Shulchan Aruch, right? During the week of the Shiva Sam Mishta, I know Sim Sula, Tsarch, the small Hima Shiva Yom, Zangam, Shalom Yas and Locha. Well, he said we tend to shuk. El Ocha was Shosef, so make one name of Locha and all one's own support. And the Ramo is, the Chosam also lets his Malocha, but also lets his Yichidi Lashuk. So that Halocha, that Chosam is also Malocha. Now, how extensive is this Malocha? It's not like Shabbos, and so on and so forth. Yeah, more or less the parallel to Chalamai, which is a different discussion, but that's one of the primary things that is, again, we were talking about Shivas Yom Mishnah, we have a Mokar, perhaps my Sedra, and Mishalmi, good, but what do you do? Well, very nice. And now we see what you do. Well, you don't go to work, and you rejoice the whole week, the Chosin and Kala together. That's what it says, Shulchan Aruch. But for us today, obviously, the week of Shivas Yom Mishnah is, I guess, more prominent for not just the fact that the Chosin and Kala don't go to work, but that we have what we call Sheva Brachas during that week. That's what we call it most of the time, the week of Sheva Brachas. Where does that come from? So that's also a Gemara in Ksubas. There, the Gemara says, on the Zion Amud Beis, Ksubas, Zion Amud Beis, towards the bottom, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, Mevorchen Berchas Chassanim, Masara Kol Shiva. The whole week of the Shiva Ganesh, you had a bracha called Berchas Chassanim. That's the bracha you say under the chuppah, the same seven brachas, right? It's called Birchas Chassan. Okay? Amar Yehuda, Yehuda Ed, Behu Shebo Panim Chadoshos. As long as at that particular meal, someone who hadn't yet participated in the simcha shows up. That's what you make a Sheva Brachas. So he's trying to invite somebody who wasn't that one of the previous Sheva Brachas. And then the Gemara goes on, Mai Mevarach, what exactly are the brachas that you recite? And on that page, Ches HaMalach, the next page there in Ksubas, has all the Sheva Brachas that we know. Shakol Baruch Lod, Yotza Odom, Ashir Tov, the whole text of the brachas. It's all printed right here in the Gemara Ksubas. So that's what the Gemara says. That's what we do during the whole week. What is the idea of Panim Chadoshos? And I should explain. Who Shabo El Amishtet? They have to come to the party. Panim Chadoshos. B'chol Yom. Shalom Shom Esmo. Somebody who wasn't there previously. That's the din. And that's how we pass him in the Rambam. Well, with the Panim Chadoshos. So that's a different discussion. Tosas there says it's somebody whose presence and increases the joy. And you're here, Ron, I'm so happy. You know, the Tosis discussed that. Ron says, Panuk Hadosh, Inkalab, and Adam Shamar, and Mishila, and Simcha. It's got to be somebody whose presence enhances the Simcha. So that's, fellow from down the block, that's a permissive boy, who doesn't know you, doesn't know the Chosin Kala. Okay, we do it, Ramaitan. But, the real issue is somebody whose presence enhances the Simcha.
So it's not the Yemei HaMishta that
are going. Well, that's a further question. Well, the Yemei HaMishta is going, but the Panim Chadosh has to enhance the Yemei HaMishta. It's a good question, not for tonight. Okay, well, that's what Tosafot there a little bit talks about at the end of the Zayin Beis. The Rambam brings us the halacha, Perek Beis of Hilchos Brachos, halacha Tes. The Rambam writes, the Beis Chassanim, Baruch Bechaz Chalam, Ach Arba Brachos. You say the Birchas Chassanim after the four brachas of benching. It's after benching. The Chol Suda Shochan Shom. Any meal you eat over there. Okay, we don't only do it in Beis Chassanim. Some people, the Medayik and the Rambam, not incorrectly, that it's only Sheva Brachas only if you're in the Chassan's home. That's not the way we do it today among most Ashkenazi. The idea is wherever the Chassan comes, that becomes like his house and so on for that week. Anyway, the Ein Mevorachim Brachas Zulav Anol, it's not fine. The Ad Kama Mevorachim, how many days? That depends. a widow and a widower, meaning, or the, you know, somebody who's not getting married for the first time. Neither the husband nor the wife, neither the bride nor the groom, are getting married the first time. But a man is getting married for the first time, even if the woman was previously married, or in reverse, but Alman, a man who's married previously, you do it for the entire week of the Shiva Shiva Mishnah. And again, that's what we call the week of Sheva Brachos. In the Shulchan Aruch, these didn't appear in again Eben Ezer. In Sanaf Beis, a little bit earlier, in Sanaf Beis, a goose is like Almon in this regard. Going along this regard, you only do it for one day.
Is that a minimum? Or
it's I only do one day.
It would be usher to do it for one.
So I think if they're both married before, you know, as long as one is the first time, then you do it all set. If they're both married before, you don't do it. That's it's it. Probably not right. I'm just. Okay, now, in the Shulchan Aruch, these didn't appear in the Sefer Torah. Eben Ezer Siman Samach Beis, Eben Ezer Siman Samach Beis, in Se'if Dalet, there it says, Ein Rochim Rotsam Ela Basar Gedon, you have to have a minion, the Sheva Brachas, the Chosim, the minion, the Chosim can count for the minion, sometimes you need them. Bein Tichom Rishon Rishas Nesun, Mishon Rishas Brachas HaMazim, whatever, okay, you need the song, you have to say a minion, and today, mevarchin birchas chasam is chasam ach birchas hamazon b'chol sudus shalosus shalosus of ein brachim brachazul avon osam halachivol ad kam mevarchin brachazul. How many days you say this brach again? Everything we've said, okay? And how many days the paskins also? Imay almos shatamon brachazul, but we shavad in brachos shatamon almos shatzu brachos b'chosher in mishnah. And the Ramo writes what I want to talk about now for the remainder of the shir is the following. When did the Sheva Brachos week start? When did the 7 days begin? So the Ramo writes there again. This is Eben Ezer Siman Samach Beis Tzivon. The Eilu Zayin Miyam Maschilin Miyad LaAcher Zayin Brachos Sheber Parishona. As soon as you recited the original Sheva Brachos, the Hainu under the Chuppah, right? The Chuppah. That's when the week starts. That's the Ramo writes. After Mina sometimes, because sometimes you have the late in the day, you know, does that count as the first day of the next day? So according to this Rama, Sheva Brachos week begins with the very first time the Sheva Brachos is recited under the Chuppah. That's all right. Maschil and Miyad, Lachar Zayin Brachos, Sheberach Rishon. He quotes that for Rosh, such as the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Chalkas Mechokik on the spot right, Tzivkot and Zayin, Maschil and Miyad, Lachar Sheva Brachos, Lafuke, who exclude, Shalom Nomar Sheschil Shizma Mishtam Achila Rishona. It doesn't go by the first meal. A lot of times you have a Sheva, the Chuppah will be Sunday afternoon. By the time you go to the meal and you say Sheva Brachos, the meal, 3 hours later or more, right? So the Chalkas Mechokek says, Afuke Shalom Nomar Sheschil Shizma Mishtam Achila Rishona. Chayin Shalom Kachal and so on. Okay? So that's what the Chalkas Mechokek points out. The Sheva Brachos, that's what he says, what the Ramah over there means. Now, there's a Pisgah.
So the first meal is second day.
So it's not if it's after Shkila, after it'll be a second day.
Second day.
Yeah, that's what he said. Okay, now, Pisgah Tshuva has an Arichas over here. And Tzivkot and Yud Beis. He says, Kovas a Koch, Kotz Arim Tzai, Kotz a Chagos Mechokek, Lafuke Shalom Nomar, Shesil Machil Rishona. And there it's, V'ayin B'tshuva is Knesset Yechezko, Knesset Yechezko, so I call him in the early 1700s, Knesset Yechezko, so it's not Mishal, is after the following. How do you count the 7 days? Is it 24-hour units? In other words, when does it end? And we know when it begins, good. But now when does it end? Is it 7 24-hour units? Or not? And he says, here's an example. Let's say the chuppah was on Wednesday after, let's use a more modern example. The chuppah was 1 o'clock on a Sunday.
The following Wednesday, or the following Sunday, if you have a meal at breakfast, okay, the Sunday afternoon, would you still say Sheva Brachos then? If you hold, it's me'ace le'ace, meaning 7 24-hour, then the answer to that question is yes, because the 7 full days are not up yet. 7 24-hour units have not passed by. So if you got married, you know, 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, so theoretically you could have a Sheva Brachos for breakfast Sunday morning, and certainly Saturday night, okay? Or, he says, oh, no, Darminam Gam V'zeh Mitzvah Hayom Kekulot. We say, no, it's the first day, the beginning. the first day counts as the first day, even though it may only be a couple of hours. Meaning you got married at 1 o'clock on Sunday, but by 5 o'clock, that's already the second day of Shavuot. You don't have to have 7 full units of 24 hours. It's you know, whenever you have the Shavuot, whenever the Chuppah is, that's day one. It doesn't matter whether it was 10 o'clock in the morning or 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, maybe 7:30 at night. Okay, when the Sunday night arrives, when it arrives, that's the question.
What about having more than one Shavuot?
You can. We possibly can. Any meal that is tended in honor of the Pesachal. Okay, now, so he says, V'herach b'zeh umasik, v'ein mokom klal lomer dazlin abos to meis leis. He quotes the Knesset Yechezkel, concludes that there's not meis leis. Okay, elo d'yesh l'chalik v'lomer dazlin nechvat b'shnei ofanim. Ofan echad, they may depend on the minig in the country. V'eretz shaminig achar chupa ein os nesuda, sheyesh asar dolu, from Eretz Polanya. Apparently, in some communities, they didn't have a suda right away after the chuppah. After the chuppah was on the morning, they wouldn't have a suda right away in Polanyi. So, vayba zayin amistu neskin misuda rishona shabalaylo. In such a case, it doesn't the clock doesn't start ticking. He says until the night. Okay. Ve'im v'sula nisus leom arviyid v'sudas leol hay. Let's say she got married Wednesday, and the suda was already after dark. It was Thursday night. So Gemar Zayin Yemei Amishta, the end of the 7 days of celebration, is Ad Leil Hey, is the following, until the following Thursday night. Ach b'medina she'osim suda ba'asar v'ochas she'er v'ochas peichev achar chuppah. Those who have the meal right away, kemo ba'ashkenaz, like in Ashkenaz, and that's our practice also. Then vada mesam kekulo the peichev b'gil leil arviyah kolu Zayin Yemei Amishta. The meal is attached, or he counts the first, and then it's up. Ein levar chafalayla. That's what it looks like. He's not counting the chuppah at all. The same goes by the meal. The meal's right away, the meal's later. Now, so he says, and because it came, certainly beyond Dalet Kodem Chatzos, the following Wednesday, before, for sure, is out. Okay? So that's what he quotes in the Ketam. We'll go on in the same Tishkei Shuv. Again, this is the Mezuzah from Tal Beis, who caught in Yud Beis. Okay? So he says, Hine Mevor Mitvarov, Shadaito Bepshitus, the Chashvina Me'achila Rishonu. You just said, it goes from the first meal. Sorry, those are 10 people. The tema, it's astonishing. So his kid, Divra Chalkas Mechokan, Al Shu Lenendo. Again, so the Chalkas Mechokan said that the Ramo is saying that you don't start with the news, start with the Chuppah, the Sheva, the Chuppah. That's what the Chalkas Mechokan said the Ramo means. So he says, it's a little surprising, because the Cheska is all Arikas, and never quotes the Chalkas Mechokan, who says against him, Lenendo. The Chain Mashman Pasu Shon Ramo, that's simple reading the Ramo. The Gam Besidra Agon Melisa, the Rechachai, the Besidra from the Nesibus. So, Stam the cost of Shemir Mister Chaim Gil Shem Amonot on Maskilin Teichev Achas Shem Brachas Shem Berchu B'Shas Hakupah. Why Shem Tarnly Seached? Can they go together in Hagichud? The husband and wife, okay? The Absalom Seached even in Hagichud and so on and so forth. So he says it would seem that the Rove is against this Pesach of Knesset Cheskel and in fact start with the Shem Brachas of the Chuppah. Okay. Now then he says something else. He refers to at the end. He says. The Meis Leis at the end, he quotes a Shari Tshuva, and he quotes a Sefer called Binah's Brogdon, which we'll see in a second. Klal Al Simcha Ches, the Sheva Yomim Shleimim Binah. He held, he's not going to need 7 full days, 7 24 years. So Maxi Brocha, he's not because we're in the field of Tapayim Shapir. That's okay not to say Tachanan. Not to say Tachanan, let's say the Wednesday, the following Sunday morning, he got married, that he says we can follow. But in Sheva Brocha, he talks with Yashav and so on, he's not so sure. He says it's a question. He quotes the Makna and then he quotes others. We discuss it. Yeah, that's
all.
But it finishes late, it goes into the night. Now it's for sure it's already the eighth night. Right. You know, whatever you start planning, keep counting. But sometimes that happens, you know, you have especially in the winter time. You know, it gets dark so early. Even in summer, sometimes the show brothers start at 6 o'clock. By the time you finish, everybody comes, leave the Chosan College tradition coming out half late. And then, you know, so and now it's very dark, you still make show brothers. The heavy sun is same Guinness rather than the up our post can Indian Ascar so Shabbos or Shorish has been a boss of Khala Suda. It's a question. Let's say Rosh Chodesh is that night. Okay, let's say last week. So let's say you have a Suda, and when you wash, you begin the Suda, it's not Rosh Chodesh. by the time you bench this, or you say Yalav Yerbo. But even those who hold, you go by the beginning of the meal. He says over here, Leinu Shemah Brachos Badei Ein Levarachai. We're going to see a little of that inside. So let's see. That's that long piece of Tshuva. But just before I read it, Aruch HaShulchan, huh? Yalav Yerbo, the Chassidim, I'll let that. Yeah, no, not only that, yeah. The Mishabu really recommended that, but that's a Shabbos, so it might be a little different. We'll see that also. Anyway, I just want to read to you in terms of the more widespread stocks. The Aruch HaShulchan, and that same Simon, said Simon Salah Beis, in Sif Lamed Aleph, he says, Shivet Simei HaMishnah Maschilin Miyad L'Achar Sheva Brocha Sheberchu Barishona V'Hainu Me'Abrocha Shel Sha'at HaChupa V'Lo Misud HaRishona V'Lochein Kishachupa Haysa B'Yom V'Achakach B'Layla Haysa Suda. That day already counts, the one before the night already counts in the first Shushamishtah. Like he has some funny case where they had to go travel, so they didn't have the Suda till they had the Chuppah over here, but then they had the Suda by the Kalos family three towns over, and it's an hour and a half, but they got to whatever it says. Anyway, the Yesh Omrin, he says, the Elu Zion Yom Mitzichim Eis La'Eis, Mishal L'Shal B'Tolusu. Anyone who says you got to do an eighth place on the other end, it's a mistake. That's the position of the of Dolei Achronim. So that's the that's what Aruch HaShulchan says in terms of the Psak. However, full disclosure, the Kaf HaChaim, the Sfaradi Posek, and Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph in Oz Tanach Tes. In Oz Tanach Tes, he's talking about something else altogether. The Bichas Khan and something else. He's a low base of Chos and talking about Tachan. Okay. He says, but you don't say Tachanun is a Chosin present. And he says, some people do it, and he says, don't have a minig and so on. I think I told this once, right? But I once heard Rabbi Reisman from Brooklyn. He gives those a very popular Shiram and Navi. Halacha based on Navi on Motzei Shabbos in Brooklyn tapes. I once heard the tapes. He said he got married because some posts can say that it's not right to deprive somebody of his chus to be able to say tachana. So it's an important tefillah. So there's some who say maybe a chosin shouldn't go to shul during the week of shul office because you're depriving the whole tzibur. So he said, he wrote about himself. He says about himself. He asked Moshe Feinstein, should he go to shul? So Moshe said, look, if you can find the shul, you know they won't mind so much. He said, I suspect I could find such a shul. I think I'll be able to find a place. But anyway, so that's what the Kaf HaChaim is talking about over there. And he mentions that, and he says over there that there are those who, despite Aruch HaShulchan, even before Aruch HaShulchan, you know, there are those who say that it can be made late. So it's actually a little bit of a machlokas. Now, the Kiva Eger here on that same simon, or of another simon, Samach Beis, in Hagos, the Kiva Eger on the side of the page, he quotes the following. He says, okay, even if the Suda was in the second half of the day, you know, you don't count the Meis Leis, fine. On the seventh day, if you didn't bench until after dark, sometimes you have a Sheva Brachos, and you talk to finish the meal, then they play a game, or someone gives a Dark Torah, you know, some entertainment, or something like that. So, but we finished the meal, everything's done. It's just the very power, it's the singing, some songs, or whatever. Right? He says, Nirba Eina Eina Rok Shavu Brachos, and that's called Tshuvas Ginas Rodem, Kelek Archaim Sim Rechav Chay. So I have with me, Tshuvas Ginas Rodem, Tshuvas Ginas Rodem, Ginas Rodem has been Avram HaLevi, it says in Megidole Rabbani Eretz time, a little more than 300 years ago, in the mid to later 1600s. So he writes the following in the Chelek Aleph, the topic is, do you say, you know, we have a concept of Mitzvah Kekulo. I guess the most famous or well-known example is Rachman Ophan by Avelis, right? The seventh day, the person sits in the morning and he gets up, right? We have the day, and also on both ends. The funeral could be, you know, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. As long as the shiva started a few minutes before nightfall, that's already the first day, even though it's after 10 minutes. That's the first day. So let's say the Leviathan was Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, and they got the Leviathan, the Leviathan's book, and we'll get back. But as long as they did something, even after, sometimes they do it at the cemetery, they just take off the shoes and put on the novel that was sitting before for a minute, that already counts as day one. So let's say today's Thursday, so it was on a Thursday. The shiva will end the following Wednesday morning. You don't have to sit the whole day Wednesday, just a little bit in the morning. And that's called mikzvah tayom kekulo. So even this, we say the same thing by Shem Rabbah. Diyam rinah mikzvah kekulo biyom achron shel Shem Rabbah. And therefore, forget about the case where it's after Shkia. Even if it's before Shkia. Okay, do we say no? Maybe you can only make Shem Rabbah first thing in the morning and that's it on the seventh day. You know, the question a little differently. In other words, let's say Sunday, whatever it is, the seventh day. Kulamalo, please, the seventh day. You got married at 4 o'clock. I got married at 11 o'clock, or even May's late, the seventh day. So the question now becomes, do we say that the seventh day is a mikzvah kekulo? That's it. Say the simcha is done, and if we can't make a Shem Rabbah. So he says, you know, he quotes a whole bunch of different places where we have 7 days in halacha. That's a good overview. He said, for example, by Nazirus, by Nazir, if I'm Nazir there, it's not 7 days, it's 30 days. Okay, what's the story with the 30th day? Is it because Nazir shave already? Okay, mikzvah kekulo, you count time, or he says, I already know there's a certain number of days. So he discusses that. Or when they had the Chumash, by Nazir, the Chachil, you don't do Mitzvah Kekulah. Shivisim HaMiluim, when they dedicated the Mishkan, right? The hour, so the seventh day, they're done already in the morning, Mitzvah Kekulah. Or Shivisim HaHesker Mitzorah. You have to put a Mitzorah who thinks he has a Nega, so you have to wait that the Kohen makes a mark and inspect them the following week. It says, Iskir Tanega Shiva Yamin, which took him there in Tazria. It's the same question. Okay, Iskir Tanega Shiva Yamin. So what about or Shiva Sime Nida? Okay, Nida is a practical question. Or Shiva Nikim, Zoma. Well, here's an interesting one. The Shiva Yamin of Bal Yeroba by Mosan Chavit. Can we say maybe the seventh day? Oh, mikzvah yom kippur. I can buy back the chametz on the right Arab Pesach. I'm on the Arab last day of Pesach. Okay. Obviously, we don't say mikzvah yom shvi'i kekulo and so on. All right. And by an animal, shivas yom yei mimo. By can't bring it to the eighth day, the korban. So all these cases he brings, and he says the dinim are different in different cases. Anyway, his conclusion here is there might be a difference. So the right said the rabbanon. That's what you were saying before. Okay. And he says, he thinks the Shabbat is the seven full days. Why? Because he has a diak from our parsha to come full circle. Because what did the pasuk say? Malay Shavuotos. Malay, finish out the whole week. There's no mikzvah kekulah on the seventh day. 7 full days. He has a diak from the love of faith. That's just in his own right. But he says, forget about Eilam Eidam Akkadim Atar. Just a love of, you know. But okay, that's he says, that's the diak. He says, "Vahacha came to see Malay Shuazos Habiloshin Hashlama." Right, Malay, fill out the 7 days, the full week. They came to see Losh Hashlama, being an Ad Shachlama. So the whole 7 day, and that's what we assume, the whole 7 days. You can have Shem Rabbah not after dark, but the whole 7 day, even though it may be, you know, depending on the time the wedding was, okay, but, you know, it doesn't, the whole 7 day counts. You don't say mix up Kulo. They can only make Shem Rabbah in the morning of the 7 day. You can make it in the afternoon, too. In the summertime, it could be 6 o'clock. You can have dinner because it's not dark yet. You know, wintertime it can't. Anyway, so that's what he wants to say is the diuk from Malay Shavuzos. There's other rites that go on. Now, he says, V'im sadu v'et ha-chazim ha-shri la'eth erev, v'gamu sudasim kodam ha-layla, v'adayim ha-berch ha-chamazim, near the ain yichon ha-barach ba-layla b'rich ha-chamazim. But he says, if you pass the hard and fast deadline, it's not a question now of mix of some kukul anymore. 7 days up, it's already dark the next night, and then you can't do it.
If you
finish the meal before nighttime, right? Even if it's 7 day, you can't, because now it's the 8th day for sure. Now it got dark.
Since the benching was hooked up to the meal, you had.
He says, Kevin Shafar Yotzu Shivis Simcha Lagame. The 7 days of Simcha are done. Malaysia done. Shalom Amru Chazal El Mavarch and Rikas Chatanim Kol Shiva. The Mavarch Belel Shmini Nim Simrach and Baruch Azul Chetzion. You're going to make the brach the 8th day, really. What are you talking about? Okay, when you ate, it's now. It's not, that's what he's asking. Okay, he says, yeah.
Some 7 days, some ahead of Wednesday, people would have meal Wednesday night, which is already Thursday.
That's already the second day, right?
So the Shavuot brachos would be in there on Tuesday, not on Wednesday.
Right. But the question is, but if it's after dark, what do you think? Even if you had the Shavuot brachos on Tuesday. Tuesday afternoon, let's say in the summertime, 6-7 o'clock. Tuesday night already is the next day, right? That's what will come out. That's what we assume, yeah. So he says, that's what he passed. You can't, that's what Akiva Eger quotes. That's what Akiva Eger is referring to. So that's the true of this Egyptian law of Gilas Rodim,
that they're kivega and talk to you.
We get married on a Sunday.
Yeah.
And have Sheva Brachos on Shabbos.
Right, that'll be it.
Wait, but they have Shabbos Shabbos and it goes past.
Oh, good. We'll get to this. Good. Hold on. We'll get to the second.
Anyway, that's the Shabbos. We'll get
just a moment. We'll get to Shabbos in a second. We'll get to Shabbos maybe in a second. Right. Nobody's saying with people.
Yeah,
no,
but,
we have Shabbos service here. I go by to see them. It's 4 hours later. Right. Let's see. Before we get to that, I want to show this also in the following the Ginas. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger, one of his Chulas, Elif Lachar Shlomo. He has several different collections of Chulas. This collection of Chulas is called the Elif Lachar Shlomo. It's a Pasuk in Kohelet. So it says, he's doing Kuv Zion. He writes, Nistapakti. Nistapakti Bechashim Terevo Sudabi Yom Zion Shalom. Okay? And sure enough, the Nimshach Suda Ara Erev Leil Shmona went into the 8th. Yivarchim Bechtan, not sure. He has lean and bought for Chalas Suda. Do you go like you ask Rabbi Eichin at the beginning of the meal? Hello. Ka'eis lo matzot yila denzel. I didn't find anybody. Again, the Ginas Rodem was an Egyptian rabbi. I don't think Shaul Kug in Europe had the access to it. Well, the Kivegan, whatever. Probably not access. Avaladati Adam Apostle She'em Avarchim. Now, 1 second. Let's forget about Shabbos. Let's talk about a regular Shabbos. Shabbos Shuddis, most shuls, not just Chassidim. Most shuls, Shabbos Shuddis goes till already after dark. Yeah, my Shabbos is my shul every week. It's after dark by the time we bench. And we also, we say it, say. Yeah, forget about it. Or Yalav, we say it. Well, dinner, bro, okay. But he says, okay. He says like this. Ain't a domer as far as Shabbos to Yom to Birchas Hamazon. It's not the same. Came in the Birchas Hamazon, I got captured the Pasmuna. Birchas Hamazon is a din in the fact that you had bread. That's why you're benching. Like you had bread for the meal. Whatever is bread has to recite Birchas Hamazon. In Cain, Techav Kishaochel Kazayas Bayom, you ate a Kazayas of bread during the day. Mishayav Birchas Hamazon Behaskara. You had bread on Shabbos before it got dark, right? So therefore, you now are chayav say Birchas Hamazon with the Askara of Shabbos, with Bitzay. The Kavan Shekran is chayav Askara. Now, by the time you bench it the next day outside, because your chiyuv didn't disappear. The din of saying Sheva Baruch is when you're benching. Not only bread, it's when you're benching. Let's say you didn't have any bread that day. It wouldn't be a Sheva Baruch. You're not benching. Let's say one of the now it's popular that people have Sheva Brachos every day. It wasn't so popular. It wasn't now it's, I think, pretty standard. No, there's Sheva Brachos every night. Friends make it. But at one time, even today, so not everybody has Sheva Brachos every day. Sometimes they're tired. They want a day off. But certainly you don't need bread, okay? So therefore, you don't think so he says, once in B'Shas B'Chas Hamazon, Cholof Halachol, the days of Shabbos are gone, in a chayv levarach, and so on and so forth. So therefore, in a dollar birchas hamazon, the kevin shalach is zayis, in a biyadali first tachshav. Ulechach chal avachiv teches avahocha. Okay, let's say for some reason, imagine a case like this. You know, the something comes up, and you know, suddenly the chosn has to leave. They get called out. Something happens. Whatever. So you're not going to make sure the chosn is not there. So that's the example. So therefore, it's different. So Shaul Kluger agrees with the pshat of the Ginas Rodim that it extends into the night. You do not say, you don't say. The Ravad Yosef also has a tshuva on this subject. This is in Chelek Ibn Ezer. Chelek Ibn Ezer, Simon Zion. Ravad Yosef also quotes this and an oath. Hey, Amor Mikol Amor, Shim Sidra Kedushin, Rebercho Bruch Nasum, Yom Revi, Lifnei Shkir Bachamon, Afo Pisha Yicha, Shokhoz Akana, Azmer Chamish, Dom Lepor, Eni Lechom Rach Shabach, Nechazot, Elad Tov, Yom Shlish, Yishach, Rav Yusten. To the end of Tuesday. That's Chacham Avadi, right? Okay. Sha'oz Mistam Shuz on Mishnah and Zed. Okay, and so on. So that's how he passes on that end. And it's a question of what about the Chosin Malachi? That's how he passes on that question as well. Okay. There is one other collection of Amakomos, because now the question becomes, but what about Shabbos? Because Shabbos, Lamaisa, we extend the meal. Right? Then it's commonplace that Shabbos, So let's say I had a Sheva Brachos at Shalosh Shuddos, and now they got married, like you said, Josh, your case, Sunday. So that Saturday night after Shabbos, they're going to have a party that Saturday, there's no Sheva Brachos. I went to a very good friend of mine, got married, and we wanted to, this is many years ago, 30-something years ago, and we wanted to make Sheva Brachos, and
whatever, all the shabbos were hopped up with relatives. She came from here, he came from there, that had to go over. So we had actually a party for them on Motzei Shabbos. They got married on Friday. Motzei Shabbos wasn't a shabbos, though. So one of the friends came, we had this. My director was, when is the shabbos? It was not a shabbos. I talked a little bit about this, you know, because I was talking no shabbos. They were done already. But what? So forget about it. Let's say shabbos. Everybody still shabbos. They still sing the shabbos mirror, especially the chidim. You know, hours later, still shabbos. Yeah. So with shabbos, it could be different. You know why? Because on shabbos, it is in a process. There is a concept of adding on to Shabbos. Okay, it's very, very interesting. You know, we follow. I'll throw this out now. It's not our topic, but we follow, and there's only going to disagree on Purim. The minig around here is on Purim. Many people have the Purim suda late in the day, and it goes into the night already. Right? It goes right into the night. Do we still say Al Nisim? So if you stop with the Dal Ma'ariv, no. But if you didn't, most of the time you don't do that. So it's the Purim suda. Which we tend, most people, many in Kaisel, so many places have the Purim sort of 5, 6 o'clock. I think this coming year, Purim will be already after they change the cards back, so it'll be late the night before, a late Megillah reading. So, but let's say in another year, even in this year, people have a late Purim Suda. So our practice is we still say Al-Nisim because we go by the beginning of the bill. You have to start, probably have most of the Suda before. But Baruch Hashem, Purim, but people are sitting, eating, drinking, singing, whatever. So by the time they're bench, it's already after dark, so we still say Al-Nisim. The Gaon disagrees with that. The Gaon says, you know what, because there's no concept of Tosefes by Purim. When can you extend Shabbos as Tosefes, Yontif as Tosefes? Tosefes means adding on. So we're allowed to have Issa Malacha to continue, even though Shabbos is over already. What kind of fun? Look, you want Shabbos is already over. All right, so we want to extend Shabbos right there. You know, that Salvation tells a story that he used to go sometimes when he lived in Chasavitz, the Chasidish Jewish people there. And he sat there and they sing his mirrors already. So he asked somebody next to him, when do we daven Ma'ariv? You know, the young man, when do we daven Ma'ariv? So the man said to him, are you that eager to go back to the work week? Are you that eager? Want to hold on to Kedusha Shabbos a little longer? You're so eager to get back. Anyway, Lamaista, so that's why Shabbos may be different. The question, so therefore, we say the same thing here. We extended Shabbos, so we can extend the Shabbat Baruch also. That's the question. So the truth of the matter is, in our Chaim Sin Kuf Peches, our Chaim Sin Kuf Peches, if you shall move to finish up, okay? This is in the laws of Birchas Hamazon. I'm sorry. Our Chaim Sin Kuf Peches, if you would. You're eating on Shabbos. So you're for Shabbos. Shabbos officially ended. Mazkir shal Shabbos b'richas hamazon. You still say that the Shabbos has called b'richas hamazon. Why? Because we're in boss haschalas hasudas. Okay? Because you go by the beginning. B'lo adin l'rosh chodesh u'purim b'chanakim. L'chaber pas the same thing with chodesh, then purim same thing with chanakim. That's what he says. Now the Mogan Avraham.
That wouldn't indicate for seconds.
Well, slowly. So the Mogan Avraham. Yeah, right. That's the one we want to object. Okay, unless you daven Ma'ariv already, it's done. Okay, now the Mogan Avraham, it's got Yud Ches, right? So Din Rosh Chodesh, he says, "Shalom Pasuk to be'elu kaven she'ein yit to be tosefon." Says the Mogan Avraham, "Lo yazkin." He says, like you say, no, you can't extend it to Chanukah Purim Rosh Chodesh because there is no concept of tosefon. The same concept of Shemot and so on. Okay, so he quite said that perhaps there's a machlokas about it. The Bar Hetev over there, the small print, right? He's a Ruah Dillon Rosh Chodesh, and he says, Bimchal Rosh Chodesh B'yom Aleph Tzarech Im, what if Rosh Chodesh is on Sunday? Okay, this is what you were talking about before, David. Tzarech Im Yazkeh Shnehem. Shabbos goes into Rosh Chodesh. And I'm benching now. So I'm benching, I started the meal, I had the meal on Shabbos. But now outside it's already Rosh Chodesh. So maybe you should say, and the Chassidim follow this practice, that they both would say, and Yalav Yavo, in the Birchas Hamazon. Tzarech Im Im Yazkeh Shnehem Shel Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, the Mechzik is Asher Hadadi. Looks like self-contradictory. I mean, is it still Shabbos? That's not Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos is over. Okay? He says, Yesh Lomar, so which is it? The Pesach HaTaz Yesh Lomar, Tarvayu Shel Shabbos, Taz says you say both. Okay? Why is it not a contradiction? It's just like, sort of like Yach Nahaz. You make Kiddush, make Abdullah. Right? So Shabbos goes into Yach. You make Kiddush and Abdullah both. It's not a contradiction. That's what he says. Okay, others disagree. It sounds a long bar. I hate to ever buy it. But that's at least with regard to that. The question is, well, part of the question is, does Shabbos, the fact that we extend Shabbos, does Shabbos schlep along things that are not related to Shabbos? Okay, so actually in Yoredeya is in Kuf Tzadi Vav Sif Aleph. Okay, this is talking about a woman counting the 7 days. So the woman has to count the Shemini Kiyam. So what happens if the following? We'll read the language of Ramah is, what if they were Kabbal Shabbos early, in the summertime, and the woman didn't do her Bedikah, whatever, and now it's ready after they were Kabbal Shabbos, but it's only 7:15. It's going to be dark for another hour and a half. He said, Yesh Omim, says Ramah, in Yispalo Akal Arvis, the Odeyam Gadol, Ein Yechola Livdok, O Lilbos Levonim, she can't use that as if it's already Shabbos. Ah, it's still light out, doesn't matter. Okay, and she has to start for the next day. Because the tzibur already accepted Shabbos, so then it's like they're in Shabbos. The yeshom of the mutter, I feel also call Shabbos. Some say it's mutter even if the tzibur accepted Shabbos, you can still count that as Friday's count. Okay, that's a practical afterminus. The shach writes, Dalad, shach says, ki ahi tosefes lo shaykh in your nida. What does it mean? I added on to Shabbos. I added on to Shabbos. That's a dinner in Shabbos. We're not going to do malacha. Perhaps you can even make kiddush. Never the sulisha. What am I going to do with the neither counting? It doesn't schlep along everything else, right? The tosefes of Shabbos doesn't bring along everything else, and therefore she has 24 hours to count. So she's allowed to count that as the Friday. So Friday count. It's going to be our gro also. Be our gro to cut and vav. He says he quotes the toast and ksubis. And that's my mizan. I don't have time to look into it now. But we're about making the suda of the shevrach on Shabbos. Yeah.
Did we already deal with
the case where Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos? Right, so but there it looks like Shabbos does schlep along. That'll be an afkamina. In any event, that's the question, whether Shabbos brings along things that are not related to Shabbos. That'll have a direct impact on our situation, because you could argue, good, I'm extending Shabbos, but that doesn't extend the Shabbos Yimei HaMishnah. And that really appears to me two different opinions. The Shevet HaLevi, so sure I was to finish. Shevet HaLevi, the Shmuel HaLevi Vosner. Rav Vosner was a Siddur post in the Ibrach, just bought a couple of months ago. Okay? In his Shuvah, of Chelik Aleph, Simon Lamed Tes, and also Chelik Gilson Tzadi Aleph, a response to a Har that somebody, and Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach disagrees, and Shulchan Shlomo, some race study tests, and what else is in the race study test is the Kotten Dalin, which I forgot to bring. But I'll just read very quickly from the Shevet HaLevi. He says the more standard practice, he was a chiddush, so the more standard practice is, well, the Inyan Shelos of the Shabbos. First, he quotes that, Dinas Rodin, and so on, that if the Suda goes into the eighth night, you cannot say Shabbos Brochus anymore. But he says, well, in Shabbos, the Shabbos, came under Daniel Himdu, Kedushas, and in Shabbos, all of the Kamadvarim, still Shabbos, several purposes. Near the gobbling of Shishal Shabbos, the Daniel of Chalos, meaning the Shabbos. He says, the mega is, you can say Shabbos Brochus, even though it's already Saturday night after dark. And even though he quotes his Tosin Subas, that the Gaon refers to it, Don, that, you know, it's only a question of Issa Malacha. There's a question whether we have a Kabbal Shabbos early. Is that just Issa Malacha? Or that's even other aspects of Shabbos? I don't know if that's a problem. That's a big, we've given Shimon about that in the past. Does it include Simcha also? Or not? The 2 days in Tosin and Subas of Manzad. Anyway, she says, the Shevet HaLevi concludes that it's not over. Just like it's still Shabbos, well, they didn't, so it brings along. As well, Shlomo Zalman disagrees. I think that there are two different traditions, and I think the proper thing is to try and avoid, like you've said before, it's suffix brachas and so on and so forth. So again, if your practice is always make late Shabbos and you follow those poskim, then you can make a Shabbos brachas, even a Shabbos Shudas, even if after dark on the eighth day. But I think the more widespread meaning is really dumb. Okay, wish everybody a good week, a good Shabbos, I mean, and a good week. Okay, and as I.